Wednesday night, Shmaitzah Shir Or L'Chof Mar Cheshvan Zayin Hey, learning Shmaitzah Zayin. We started Perek Yud Zayin. Perek Yud Zayin talks about to what degree you apply the Shita of Rebbe, that if you something's missing and then you find, so you say, oh, that's what I'm missing. Who are kevesh avad? Who are kevesh amotzah?
So this shavah, this nimtz, is not the same as kind of nimtz.
No. He's going in, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night, he'll bring up the inyan of Kanimsa Kanoya. But meanwhile, this is a different thing. Something was, we know something was here, it went missing, then I found something. Do I have a right to say that's probably it?
I started out with a known.
You start out with a known, but it got lost.
Then I find something that's unknown, and I want to say that this unknown is the same as the known. Is the known? And what I find, I want to say I'm solving for what I find. In other words, I'm solving for what I find.
I'm not sure that's the nakuda.
I know what I found. I'm solving for what was there before. Where it was.
Don't even bring up kanitzakanoya. Meanwhile, he's going to bring it up later in the perek, in a specific case. But meanwhile, no shaykhus. Meanwhile, something. I don't know what you mean, known and unknown. I don't know. Something I know was in a place. Then it disappeared. It got lost. Then I find.
Same type of thing.
Right. Now I don't know if I found it, or maybe I found something else that looks like it, or a similar object. So, Rebbe holds, you have a right to say, you may assume. I saw that, since I don't know that something else was missing also, I don't know that there was another kever in the field, so I have a right to say, call it a chazaka of sorts, I don't know, whatever the din is, I have a right to say, who are saw the shenevlad, who are kever sheovad, who are kever shenimso. I don't have to be thinking, it certainly is the parameters of chazaka. That I don't, because chazaka, as we've said many times, is, status quo. You don't think of new things happening. Whether it's chazaka de meikara, cheskes momen, I don't go think it's something new. Right? Anti-hischachus, that's what chazaka is. So I'm sure that it's a form of chazaka. It doesn't have a name, it's not called chazaka de anything, but it's a form, I'm sure it's a form of chazaka. That I don't think of something new. Oh, this is a new kever. No, I don't say that. I say this is the kever that I always knew was here, and it got lost, and now I found it. The Shmaitzah's Machadesh, Shmaitzah Tainas, that you can only say that if what you find is what's lost. But if someone was alive, and he went missing, and you found a dead body, then you don't apply this rule. This rule does not apply. You have no right to apply it, so to speak. I know, right? It doesn't apply. You don't say that this is the person that went missing. Because this is not what went missing. This is a dead body, and what went missing is a live person. He brings down a Gemara Sochim, though, which that's why you have to know when to say it, when not, that a kikar was lost in a house that's baduk already, but a kikar of chametz was lost in the house, and you found perurim. And a child was eating a kikar. She said that's okay to say that this is the kikar that went lost, because since the derech of the child was to be mafarer, so it's like perurim got lost in the first place. Lost perurim, found perurim. It's not lost kikar, found perurim, because darko sholtino kufare. Okay? Shuvas noid to be hood.
What's the difference between mace?
What?
What's the difference between perurim and mace? What's the difference?
A tinok is darko lufare. A person is not omate to be mace. Not a 22-year-old.
What does a band of murderers hanging around?
Well, he's going to talk about such cases, because he's going to talk about someone being thrown into a lion's den. So he's going to talk about someone that's in a matzav of sakana, whether or not it's like the kikar, a darko l'fire. That's what he's about to say. The tshuvas noyd b'Yehuda, that's what we're up to. It's towards the beginning of the parak, parak of Zion. The tshuvas noyd b'Yehuda kosav benimtza hatzalov. The case is they found a year that the goyim hung him up. And he was alive when they hung him up, and the Jews saw him being hung. And then, over 3 days later, he came back, and he sees somebody hanging. But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't, there's no hakara that this is that guy. But he's on this, you know, crucified. But it's after 3 days, so it looks like him, but the din is after 3 days you can't really recognize someone unless it's preserved in water maybe, but otherwise after 3 days the features change and you can't go with that hakara. Lohavi hakara achar shlosha yomim.
Tok shlosha?
After shlosha.
What if it is tok shlosha?
And if he recognizes him, he recognizes him.
But I thought we said it's not the same. There's alive, there's dead. So how can
you recognize. Tliasayan, who kakara.
But it's not the same thing.
He recognized the guy. Shmero is dead.
Alright.
The case is, it's after 3 days where we don't rely on your recognition of the guy. That's the Gemara says. After 3 days. I mean, there's many qualifications to that rule, but the rule of thumb is after 3 days, you can't assume that the recognition is proper. So therefore you need a simon, maybe. You need something. Here you have, I know he was on the tree, and now here's somebody, something on the tree. So do we apply Rebbe's rule of kevesh ovel or kevesh nimtza?
The 3 days is because of the state of the body?
Yeah. Decomposition. Vasi Allah Gabkain to the Noid Behuda says that we can compare it to Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel Lion Shom, and we could say that it's like Kevish Avodu Kevish Nimsa, the guy who was on the tree, the guy who was being hung, he is this body that we see now hanging on the tree. We don't say it's a different body. No, we don't say that. We say this is probably it. That's Rebbe. Ubazer, so the Shmaitz is bothered by, but I said that it has to be the same thing that was lost, and here also the guy was alive and now he's dead. So he says this is maybe like the kikar. Ubezeh ev shaloma kivin de rovan et slavim lemisa, since most of these people that are hung in this fashion do die. Amrina shapir hu atzalot. So then we could say Rebbe, we can apply Rebbe's rule. We'll call it Rebbe's rule from now on. Who are Kevich Avad or Kevich Nimtza's Rebbe's rule? We can apply Rebbe's rule because it's like the Kikar. And I just got through saying that you can't say that. Or you don't say that, rather. Keeping the Ruben Lemisa. Avalekmo Bekikar Sholem. Benimtza Peirurin. Sheyesh Tino Kshadarko Lefarer. Chmashikasavti the Doik. So that's what he says, like the Svara Pesach said, that if you're in a matzav, the most people die in that matzav, so then it's like the kikar, the dark, or the farer, and you could say, you could apply Rebbe's rule, even if technically it's different than what was lost, because rov is lamisa. Miyu, that is a problem. But they shmuel kosav, the filu motzo atzomos bekivshon or begolva royos lo mahani the chayshin and shema miyodu macherhu. Says you can't be made. I mean, the basic thing is you can't be made that someone's dead unless you saw him dead. You don't. You can't say. I mean, if someone's made that someone was in a matzah, that it's ruban lamisa, so his wife cannot get married. That's Midrabanan probably. That's like Mayim Shayla himself. Rove is not enough. We don't assume the Rove. Sometimes there's things that are stronger than Rove, like Alakos, right? That was a big Shayla that all the policemen dealt with. If someone saw someone on his way to the Gears, so can you be mayor that he died and his wife remarried? It's not possible. There are some people that escaped. There are some people that didn't get killed, even when they were in that matzah. But anyway, that's the type of thing we're talking about. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to see him dead. And even if you see him in a mokom, which is very sakonadik, but if you didn't see him dead, you can't be meyed. The Beis Shmuel then says, what happens if you found bones afterwards? You know, you saw the lions picking their teeth with some human bones. So you didn't see him dead, you saw him thrown into the Govar Royals, and then you see human bones. So the Beis Shmuel says, "Afilu motu atzomos bekitzon, if it's a kitzon aish, o begovar royos lo mahani, the chayshin Hashem meyodom acherhu." You don't know if that's the one. Oh, so now the Shmites are saying, "Wait a second. Okay, good. You have to see somebody dead. That's true. But you saw him in this matzav, and then you saw the bones. And if you're saying the kikor." Just like by the kikor, you apply Rebbe's rule from kikor to peirurim because it's the derech, and we said in the name of the Noyd Behud that he extends that and says if you see someone solo hanging, so if you see if there was a dead body, you could say you could apply Rebbe's rule. So why don't you apply Rebbe's rule here? You saw someone in the Golgar Royos, and then you saw human bones. Why here? Bavagav the Dagan Shall Arroyos Lahomis Afilo Hochi Chayshina Shema Acherhu. Maybe he's got saved, he ran away, he climbed out, and then someone else fell in. So Lachora, the Beis Shmuel is, the way the Shmites are seeing it, the Beis Shmuel is like, not like the Gemara Mesachim, keeping score. And it's the Yisod that if it's Derech to change, then the fact that it's different does not disallow you using Rebbe's rule, right? Where is the makor for that chiddush? Psachim, that it says if derech shel tinuk lefarer and you find the crumbs, you say, oh, that's the kikar that was missing, because derech shel tinuk lefarer. So that the Noyd Behuda extrapolates it to the case of the tzavos. You could say, oh, that's the guy that was hanging, even though he was alive and now he's dead, because he was in a matzah that most people die. But now we have a problem with the Beis Shmuel. It also is talking about a matzah that most people die. But he's saying, if you saw him in the Golgar Royos, for example, and then you saw bones there, you can't assume that it's the same guy. Bavel Gav, please, this is all the Hagdama, let me just learn the Teretz already. Bavel Gav, the Dagan Shal Arroyos Lahomis. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. It's not like we've been saying till now. It's not like the Noyd Behuda, but some of it at least. Maybe you will say even not like the Moram Sochem, about Dino Shul Dark Shul Tinuk Lefarer. But Sorach Loimar, he's saying no. When you're in a matzah, just like you have to see him dead, and it's not enough to be made that you saw him in a Golgar Royos. And the Rabbanon will chayshu she escaped. So by the same token, you can't apply Rebbe's rule if you see bones. You know, just like Chazal said, let's say you didn't find bones afterwards. You just want to be mayor. He was in a matzah where he's almost certainly going to die. So we don't say that. You have to see him then. You can't just be mayor. You saw him in the lion's den. So the Shmites are saying, when you have such a matzah, so just like you can't be meyed l'chatzila that he died, because you don't know that he died, so who are then if you find the bones afterwards, you can't apply Rebbe's rule. Because midrabbana, like it's not dark on the fire air, you understand what I'm getting at. It's not like the tinuk is dark on the fire air, because here Chazal said, no, you need more proof positive. So just like they said it, if you didn't come back and find bones, but who have then if you found bones, you can apply Rebbe's rule. It's the same with the Rabbanon stringency. You can't assume he probably for sure died. So Tzarech Loimar, the Kivan Chachoshu Chazal, Lahanach, the Ein Me'idin Aleihem, you can't say the guy's dead just because he's in a lion's den, even if it's supper time for the lions. V'havavahu Cheskos Chayim, it's neither Rabbanon or Maisa, but okay. The Cholhanach, the Ein Me'idin Aleihem, oh. Cholhanach, the Ein Me'idin Aleihem, B'tzolov, Uvagovaroyos, Right, but this is still not going to be like the Noid Behuda. Let's see. So all those that ain't meeting our land till you see him dead, a filu of Nisus tape saying if his wife got married, said, I don't care about you, Chazal. I'm getting married. You make her get divorced. When she goes to a reverse, I am Shom. The Chimin the Hanach Mechesh Keshchayim, Amrin and say, Hanimsa Pirish Lemisa. But the Hatzol of Isaiah Adam, Jehushlach Vagogo Arroyos, Pirish Lechayim. Okay, so not like the Noid Behuda, I guess he's saying. His ikar is he wants it not to be a steer to the Gemara. Hashenka b'kikar ha-nimtza b'mokam sh'dakam l'farer ha-vei b'cheska sh'nifrar sh'mochik sh'nimtza k'var nifrar amina d'hu ha-kikar sh'neva. We say, right, we apply Rebbe's rule, even though now it's pirurin and before it was a kikar sh'alei, but because chino d'arka l'farer, but in a mace, a person, if he's in a matzav where Chazal said you cannot assume he died, so just like you can't assume he died l'chatchila to go be mayed and let his wife remarry, so who then if you found bones, if you found a dead body, you can't say it. So l'chayra this is not like the Noid Behuda, right? Yeah, it's not a steer to the Gemara Pesachim maybe, but it's not like the Noid Behuda. The Beis Shmuel is not like the Noid Behuda.
The Gemara Pesachim is in order to determine whether or
not you have to be boned at the house again.
So that's not a bar with if the guy's dead and his wife goes free?
In other words, we're not making those chilukim. I mean, we're making those chilukim, the guy is saying that you can't assume he died. I'm sure that a guy dying in a Govar Royos is probably more frequent than Tino dark on the fire. But since it's not so chamor, and not as chomer as a woman marrying, if she's an Eishes Ish. So there we leave it at Darko Shotino Kofarer, and here we're Machmer, and you're saying, no, you have to be Cheshes for the Miyot. But just like you're Cheshes for the Miyot in the first place, so Hu Adin, that's his Chiddush. Hu Adin, like, you keep up that legal fiction that there's a chance maybe he's alive, Legabe, if you find a dead body. And you can't apply Rebbe's rule. And it's not like Darko Shotino Kofara. It's not like the Noid Behuda.
And if it's Ruba to Ruba, it's the same thing. Like,
I don't know. At what point does it become...
Seem under the, what do you call it, a steamroller?
I don't know at what point it becomes Vada. I don't know. Like I said, this is only... it's not a Vada, obviously. It's not. I mean, the reality is not a Vada. It's probably a type of Chazaka. Nothing new popped into the world. Right? A guy is dead, he's dying, and you find a dead body, you don't have to be a big genius to figure out it's the same guy. But it's a chazaka, you don't know for sure. Right? Okay?
Circumstantial.
Probably a type of chazaka.
Funny chazaka.
What?
Funny chazaka.
If you had to categorize it, if you had to categorize Rebbe's rule, it's probably a type of chazaka. Because chazaka means nothing new happened. You know, chazaka to make korah, chazaka to high stuff, chazaka to barat of zmano. The world follows a certain pattern, and probably the pattern is being followed now too. No, that's the best way I have to describe it. Who's he? That's wonderful. Okay, good. But meanwhile, it's not like the Noid Behuda. But the Noid Behuda Shem Hiksha, I think it's not like the Noid Behuda. It's not like the Noid Behuda. Because if you wouldn't have found the soul of afterwards, she wouldn't have been able to marry. You wouldn't be able to say he for sure died. So, and the reasoning that we're saying, so it's not like the Noid Behuda. Okay. We know to be under some hikshah. No, the cause of poiskim. Okay, we have the case like this. Behind the shulshaluhu yom, they let someone down into the ocean. I don't know. Maybe that's how they used to go scuba diving. I don't know. They let them down into the ocean. Benimsa regel, and then they pulled up a regel. A very gruesome story. A regel in a way that would, it was torn off at the Me'arkuva Lamala, a a certain point in the regal and higher, the kitzah in a way that would render the person whose foot it is a trefa, and he's for sure going to die. That's the point. So someone was let down into the ocean, and now you found a regel, and the owner of this regel is for sure going to die. If this din is true and his wife can get married, it's only if you have a simen muvik in the regel that it's that person. But you have no right to assume it's the regel of the person that you let down into the ocean. Halav simen muvik shibaregel, chayshinu shema acherhu. Maybe it's a different person. Oshachazu bechevel, chayshachazu barashbo. Maybe it's talking about not a simon mover. Maybe it still has the same rope with which you let him down. So it's still wrapped around his foot. So, hey, Beryl, this is not for the weak of heart.
It's for the other regal.
By Milo Namus of the Noi de Behuda says, Lushitoso, why don't you say, Ainu Kevish and Imsa, Ainu Kevish and Eva? Why don't you apply Rebbe's rule? So the Shmaita says that's for sure different. Here you're not even talking about a guy alive and a guy dead. Here you're talking about a person and you found a foot. So how can you apply Rebbe's rule? The Lake Koshimidi, the Afilu Benevdu Asara, he's saying even if you lost 10 things that were strung together, Benimtu Tisha, you found 9. This is also a case in Tzachar. Koshayim Kusharim, since they were tied together, and now you found separate things, you lost a roll of chametz rolls. It was tied together, like dates are tied together, or figs, or whatever. And then you found 9 figs in the house. In this case, 9 kikorim. So you don't say it's that because it's different than what it was found. Because it's like more than, right, this is, I come out the favor, just yourself. That if it's different than what was lost, you can't apply Rebbe's rule. Because here you lost 10 things that were strung together, and you found 9 things that are not strung together. So that's even, again, 10 strung together kikaros, and you found 9 mufuzaros. So, what gives you the right to apply Rebbe's rule? It's a different thing. You're saying, Koshkein, you're finding a foot. The guy that went into the ocean was a person. Koshkein possession, into regal menaguf hasholeim, amakushar beivoros, the law armin and hainu hai, the chulu chataima, the law armin and hachshenevar hu nimtza, you don't apply Rebbe's rule. Only when what you found is the same as what was lost. Maybe it's someone else. Originally it was lost
as Peruvin. Since it's Darko Shultino Kufar.
Okay. Old Rezi Shom Benoide Vihuda. Benoide Vihuda was trying to be mocked at this guy that was found on the tree hanging after 3 days. So we don't like, according to the Shmaita, Benoide Vihuda's first reasoning just fell away. Of course, found someone alive and you left someone alive, you found them dead, it's different. Like, right, you'll say most people die, so it's like the farer. But then he had that other case with the Beis Shmuel, that since Midrabanan, when it comes to a husband being dead, you can't just say I saw him hanging on a tree, you have to have seen him dead, so you don't assume that it was inevitable. So just like you can't be mayed that he's dead, you also can't apply Rebbe's rule, of course. Old Rishon Shom Benoy de Yehuda. Shukasul Vahatir Betzolu Shenim Tzumei Slacha Gimel Yomim. Bitam Kanim Tzukan Hoya. This is like a separate type of rule called Kanim Tzukan Hoya. Now, what is that rule? Before we go right to it. Okay, the classic case is, right, a woman is in Beis Aviha, but she's in Saris already, the Zerusin, but she's in Beis Aviha. And now you find she has a mum. The question is, when did the mum happen? So, maybe overriding Hazaka Demei Kara, we have the rule Kanimsa Kanhoya. That if you find the mum, if you find something in a certain, I don't know how to say it, in a certain, if you have something that's like in a certain context, so you assume like the mum, you see it in Beis Aviha, Kanimsa. So if Kanimsa Kanhoya means you don't assume. Okay, let's say Beis Baila. You find the mum, she was in Beis Baila already. So you say Kanimsa Kanoya, she got the mum in Beis Baila. You don't say she got the mum in Beis Aviha. Because Kanimsa, it's in a certain Rishus, she's Rishus dog. So you say Kanimsa Kanoya. This is where you found it like this. This is probably where it happened. Also, that's more, you know, the type of chazaka. Again, no ischachus, nothing changed. So the more you keep things the same, the more you want to say they didn't change. So the name of this application, of this general principle, is Kanim to Kanhoya. So now the Lord of Yehuda wants to say, Tushtel, I don't have it clear yet. I don't. When I was preparing, I don't have it clear. Let's see. He's like this. By the Kemesh and Imsa, you're not saying Kanimsa Kanoya because you don't know what you found. You don't know if you found Kevin number one, or you don't know if you found a Kevin number two. So there's no Kanimsa Kanoya to say. Mashenkin here, what? You see a guy dead.
On the flue.
On the tree.
The second guy. When you come back, you
see a guy. You see a guy dead on the tree. So you say, what? This is the guy.
This guy was
so
there.
The guy was probably there the whole time. You know, from when he was alive, he was probably on the tree. Kanimsa Kanoya, like he was on the tree. So this is, well, I don't.
Because you find the guy. You find the guy here now. So you say this is the guy that was there.
No, you don't think somebody died and they hung up a dead body.
You don't think it's a new guy. You say this guy that I see now here. He's been there. Kanimsa Kanoya. I see him now here. He's been there.
Well, the Kanimsa Kanoya that I know, let's say I'm thinking of the married woman with the mum, is that we don't say it happened somewhere else. So maybe that's this guy. You don't say he died somewhere else. You know, they hung him up on the tree. No, he died here. It happened here. This is where you found him. This is where. I don't have a clue. I don't really see the application. Let's see it inside, please. Only the Shomer of the Buddha, Shemesh Lahat and Betzolah, Shemesh Lahat and Shemesh Lahat and Yomim, Itam Kanim to Kanoya. Shema To'ebish is an Acher who, Imkei Lohoya Kan Mitchila.
Okay, Psalm at the beginning.
Who wasn't it?
The guy that you see now. You say it's a different guy. You say that this guy is a different guy. That means he was not there before.
When you saw him.
Yeah. So when you were the last time you were there, you saw.
Zeh Nitzlov Mechadosh who.
Say the new guy. You have to say the new guy.
I'm not sure I get this.
That's not a new guy. That he's been there.
He's always been there.
All right. If I find something here, it's like a backwards bazook. If I find it here, I say it was here.
So
if I find this guy here, I say he was here. So if he was here, he must be the guy. He must be the guy that was here.
Mashenki behind the bed. Yeah, the type of bazook is the hashto. I'm not sure. No, I think it might be Shmuel, but if you found bones in the global rise of the kitchen, I mean, in Elo, I told us, the marker show you is Van Rav, Kaidim Shinofel Zelda Tay Kapor. You say these bones.
to say Kanimsa Kanhaya by the Sloof precludes another guy being there, but you could say Kanimsa Kanhaya by the Slav, you could say, you know, the Slav, if you say Kanimsa Kanhaya, it precludes another guy being there. But with the bones, I could say Kanimsa Kanhaya. These bones right here were here, but they're old bones. They were there from before the guy. So